only one station that plays the best of yesterday and today. 100.9 WIFM.
It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report. It's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great.
All right, buddy.
How are you?
Well, I am great. What have you got in store for us this week?
Well, I hope everybody's had a great new year. Got over the crud, if they had it. And I enjoy looking forward to 2017 like the trails are. We've got some work days in January and February. Don't actually have the set days, but we're going to be working on some during the week and some on the weekends, working on both the mountain bike course and the section of trail between Pheasant Ridge Road, Grassy Creek, Brook Fall Dairy Road, and Carter Mill Road. We got all that section in there done. It's really quite remarkable, except we got to move some fence and put up some berms on little bridges so you can ride up and over on your bicycle without any difficulty. But winter time is a good time to hike. You can see better. If you go out to Wells Knob, you can get up near the top and you can see all over the place. But if you have a horse or you're hiking, there's a great section of trail to hike at Stone Mountain and then take the Sawyer Trail that we have built out of Stone Mountain down towards Wells Knob. Some of us dirt road ride, and then some of us trail ride. Also, if you got a bike for Christmas, you can come out and try it out on the first section of the mountain bike course, and you start out at the Elkin Municipal Park, and it's a nice ride. It's flat, and it's easy for the first part, and then it's tough and a little bit more difficult for the second part. We are working on 2 more miles of mountain bike trail that we should have finished by March the 24th. Rob Libert is taking charge of that, and that will be a little bit more technical. We're building one more bridge. We've got one bridge of 20 feet over there, one of 58 feet bridge and walkway, and one 110 feet and walkway. And so that's pretty interesting riding and walking over there. If you want to take a really nice hike, I would leave yourself an hour or so to walk it, the full loop around, and I wouldn't leave at 4:30 because it'll be dark towards you get back and by the time you're getting back. So, but it's a really lovely walk. You don't see a single house the whole way. So the biking and hiking over in there. A lot of thanks we have for the year. I've been telling you, we're just great places. Bridge Street, Pharmacy, Elk Pharmacy have been really helpful for us. Lowe's and Walmart. Joe Walker at All Star Rentals has been really helpful. Parkwood Eye Center, Wells and Susan Stewart, just among a few people that have been really helpful this year. Thanks to them. If you use Amazon to buy anything, I don't know if anybody does that, but if you can check onto Amazon Smile and then click in for Elk and Valley Trails, actually Amazon will give a 0.05% donation. And it doesn't cost you anything. You get the same prices, shipping, same everything. That's something to look into. If you're use Amazon, just check out Amazon Smile and then ask whether you have a donation preference. You can check Elk and Valley Trail Association. That's pretty useful. The JCs gave us some money last year, and we've built this really cool bluff access to the mountain bike course. That'll be interesting if you want to walk up there. It's just short of the first 140-foot bridge by the Shoe Factory Dam. It's a little bit of a steep walk. So you're not going to be able to get a wheelchair up there, or and if you have trouble walking, that might not be the best place to go. But if you're able enough and you got a stick, you can walk it. That's pretty good. A lot of good work there. Justin Taylor and Rob Libert and all those folks have been working over there. Thanks out to Hal Stewart and Bonnie Stewart. They've been a huge help for the trails this year. And we got a new trail worker and equipment and Greg Perdue at Foothills Meat Center. So if you need some meat, that's a great place to get it. And he's also helping the trails quite a bit. Really appreciate that. And finally, a shout-out to Matt and Eddie Settle. Appreciate them at New Line. And then Graphics Printing, they've done a lot for us this year. And we're getting ready to build a new brochure for the coming year. And we're getting ready to host the Mountain to Sea Trail. It's the whole state organization coming to Elkin on March 24th, 5th, and 26th. Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, and then Sunday the 26th. And we're actually hosting some tours. We're not running them ourselves. We actually have a company that's doing it, and people can sign up for those tours, vineyard tours or brewery tours. Then we have a really cool downtown hike if people are interested in that, and then we'll have some work sessions during the day, and you can just join the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail and participate with us. How's that? Any other questions there?
Yeah, I think you got it, my friend. As always, we hope everyone will get out and maybe make it a New Year's resolution to not only check out the trails, but to help out with the trails. So, Dr. Bill Blackley?
Yeah, we'd love for some volunteers. But just get out there. Take a friend and go with you. It's a really good way to talk, relax, feel so much better. And we got some rough weather coming in, but last year we walked in the snow out there, and it was really quite cool, too. Okay.
Hey, Dr. Bill Blackley, thank you, and thanks to Salem Oral Surgery. Here in 2017, I was just looking on the map, folks. This will be our fourth year. We're getting ready to enter into our fourth year of the Elk and Valley Trails Association report. So, Dr. Bill Blackley, thank you, buddy.
All right, sir.
See you, man. Bye-bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006.